Talking versus thinking, the internet of cognition. In the first era of AI, the focus was connectivity, the mechanical act of moving data from model A to model B. But in the enterprise, connectivity is a solved problem. The next frontier is cognition, the ability for a network to not just move data, but to synchronize the intent behind it. Defining the frontier, from connectivity to cognition. Most AI deployments today are chatty but shallow. They operate on a request-response basis, where success is measured by the speed of data transmission. The Internet of Cognition, IOC, flips this. It assumes that data is a liability without the strategic context, the why, to govern it. We are moving from a world of connected interfaces to a world of shared reasoning, where the network itself maintains the global intent of the enterprise. The telephone game at enterprise scale. At the scale of a Fortune 500 firm, linear agent chains suffer from contextual atrophy. Imagine a logistics director sets a high-level goal: optimize cloud spend without sacrificing edge latency for perishable tracking. That intent must survive dozens of handoffs. In standard pipelines, by the time the instruction reaches the execution layer, the latency constraint is often stripped away by downstream agents focused solely on cost cutting. The system succeeds at the technical task, cutting costs, but fails the strategic mission, losing $2 million in spoiled cargo. The strategic shift, pipeline versus network. The difference between a fragile pipeline and a resilient network comes down to the logic layer. Logic layer. Internet of agents. Syntactic. Data and command passing. Focuses on the what. Internet of cognition. Semantic. Meaning and intent sharing. Focuses on the why. Handoff unit. Internet of agents. Packets. Rigid, instruction-based tasks that strip away context. Internet of cognition. Context. Fluid, goal-oriented intent that survives the handoff. Failure mode. Internet of agents. Atrophy. The telephone game where strategic goals are lost in transit. Internet of cognition. Divergence. Purposeful, rational rerouting based on global intent. Infrastructure. Internet of agents. Linear. Point-to-point silos with no shared reasoning. Internet of cognition. Fabric. A persistent, shared reasoning layer. The infrastructure of intent. Why the fabric matters. While the industry has spent a decade perfecting the Internet of Things, the move toward AI-native networking is now universal. However, the approaches to this transition vary in their logical depth. Most providers currently focus on syntactic excellence. NVIDIA and Arista. These platforms prioritize raw throughput and the speed of data between GPUs. This is world-class plumbing, but it remains largely agnostic to the why behind the data packets. Juniper, Mist. This approach focuses on self-healing, AI ops. It uses AI to optimize the network's health, but the network itself does not yet act as a shared reasoning space for the AI agents running on top of it. In this scenario, we align with the Cisco-pioneered framework. Cisco recognized early that as agents become ubiquitous, the network must evolve into a cognitive fabric. By embedding this logic into the hardware layer, specifically within the Silicon One ecosystem, Cisco provides the physical foundation required to anchor global intent. You cannot run a semantic network on syntactic hardware. The fabric ensures that strategic purpose is never lost in transit. The roadmap to cognitive readiness. Phase 1. Intent, encapsulation, months 1 to 3. Enterprises must move from prompting to constraint engineering. This involves identifying core business KPIs and wrapping them into intent packets that agents cannot ignore. KPI. 90% reduction in hallucinated actions, actions that violate business policy. Phase 2, fabric integration, months 4 to 9. This is where the network layer is activated. We shift agents from direct point-to-point API to a shared semantic layer, some Cisco-powered. Agents no longer ask each other for data. They subscribe to the shared context of the mission. KPI 40% improvement in handoff efficiency, reducing the data needed for one agent to pick up where another left off. Phase 3, autonomous divergence, year 1 plus. The final stage is where the network handles complex failures without human intervention. Like the perishable loss scenario in our simulation, the network identifies a tactical blockage and autonomously reroutes based on the global intent. KPY, 0% strategic context loss during multi-step workflows. Conclusion, beyond automation. By moving to a cognitive fabric architecture, AI agents are able to maintain the global intent of a mission even as they navigate complex, multi-step handoffs. This ensures that every automated decision made at the edge is informed by the core strategic priorities of the business. Standard AI is a pipeline. The future is a fabric.